This is Receipts, a dating podcast with evidence. I'm your host, Jenny Gorlick, and with the help of professional daters, we unpack the subtext of texts, DMs, emails, pretty much anything you can screenshot. I interview comedians about their dating lives, put together panels of experts to get to the bottom of age-old questions like, when does cuffing season begin and end? How do I answer my Hinge prompts? And should I text him back? We hear your questions and we've got plenty of answers. And listeners can even DM me their receipts for advice. Listen literally anywhere you listen to podcasts. New episodes on Thursdays. You better not swipe left on this podcast.
Hello.
Hey, what up, what up, what up? Welcome to the Fat Bottom Girl podcast.
Long time no talk.
What the fuck is up? Happy holidays.
Thank you to you too. I'm sitting in darkness because I have a headache.
Yeah.
Because I think I got a cold from my 2-year-old niece. I'm pretty sure is what happened,
what
right? Babies are just perpetually...
Yes.
Babies are just sick all the time, right?
Every time I spend time with a baby, I either get a cold, herpes, blah, blah,
blah. I feel like
blah,
if I look at a baby, I get sick immediately thereafter.
And they're oozing fluid. Oozing fluid.
They are oozing fluid constantly. And sticking their little fingers in their buttholes and stuff. And
yeah.
It's just, you know, they're really filthy creatures. I really tapped out after 2 days with the... I mean, I love her. I could spend a half an hour of every day with her for sure.
Half
that
hour.
That really is crazy.
Two-year-olds especially are a lot... They ask a lot of questions. Well, I don't know if they're asking a lot of questions and 4-year-olds ask a lot of questions, but 2-year-olds are very demanding of your time. I like a nice 11-year-old.
This one is, my niece is fully potty trained, like feeds herself, has full conversations alone by herself where she like goes through philosophical inquiries, very self-sufficient. I think the strenuous part is that you just must keep them fed and cleaned. Like you just have to provide them with food and access to a toilet and water. Like at one point my sister brought her water and I was like, oh, I cannot believe that she has to be hydrated.
Dude,
like, I never would have thought of that.
I think about this all the time. Every time I'm like, oh, I'm ready to have kids, I think about how much of my time would be dedicated to this other person when I can't even hydrate myself.
And it's not like a baby is going to be like, I'm thirsty, you know? The baby just like, it's very bizarre.
You just have to know that she... Yeah.
What a bizarre, how would you possibly know? I don't even know it for myself.
They're literally pets for like the first 8 years. Because...
They are pets.
You have to feed, lead them to the bowl, take them for walks, clean up their shit. And then 8 years old is when they're like, hey, I have a personality. And it might suck.
Well, what was my friend saying yesterday? My friend was saying that... He decided that he'll never again date a woman who has a pet.
Okay.
That's like, that's gonna be his, like, that's his, you know, number one?
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of other stuff on my priorities.
I don't know. I thought it was a kind of a good one because it's like, if they have a pet, it shows that they, you know, have a slight... You know, it's like when somebody has a lot of tattoos and you're like, all right, you're filling a void. You're for sure filling a void. And you've gone through a lot of ups and downs is what that means, you know? Unless they're like an artist or like, you know, dated a tattoo artist. But it's same thing with pets. It's like, oh yeah, you need companionship all the time. And you're probably, you're going to be a little bit of a loose cannon. I agree with this.
Yeah, let's say... I mean, I think a cat is pretty low stakes, pretty low maintenance.
Low stakes. Yeah. I'm thinking dog.
I'm thinking birds, fuck off. But a dog, for me, especially a man with a female dog who he hangs out with all the time, he's getting over an ex. That is what's going on there.
That is how I had very strong feelings for a man once, and he had a female dog. And the female dog, we would sleep in the same bed together, and the dog would... lay between us.
Yes.
And I would be riddled with rage. Rage.
Riddled. Because they always want to fuck the dog.
I mean, you know they kind of want to fuck. It's like you want to be like, hey, dude, listen. I know that if your dog was a woman, that's what you would want. And that and it is a quiet, well-behaved, like maybe sometimes acts up and like you can like tend to its little paw wounds and things. But like for the most part, it's a dog and it's not saying shit because it doesn't speak English.
Totally.
A mouth that can form words.
It's true. It's a thing, especially like 20s, 30-year-old guys with a female dog. Weigh in, you guys, if you think it's true, but I think, and they pet them in a way that's, and they give them nicknames on top of their already nicknaming names.
They always have human names, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
Jessie,
Virginia or something. I'm like, that's just a woman's name, dude.
Right. Or they'll name them Virginia and call them Ginny or Jin or Jinzo or Jimbo. Like multiple nicknames. Upon nicknames.
Well, me and this particular person, because I spent so much time with him, I would, like, go to scold the dog. Like, I'd be like, don't do that. And he'd be like, all right, don't scold my dog. And
he's,
It's not your kid, dude. It's an animal that's getting between me and the shit that I have to get done. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm, like, trying to teach your kid a new way of behavior, you know?
Dude, they take it, and they're probably always like, before they go out on a date, they're like, Virginia, if she's good, if you don't like her, just tell me.
Oh my God, how about this one? Ready for this one? How about we're at the restaurant, I order food, maybe I haven't finished it yet, but you know I'm going to.
Yeah,
and
obviously.
He goes, if you're not going to finish that over, you can, you know, bring some home to Virginia.
No! They said that?
I mean, I feel like that's happened multiple times.
That's fucked up.
Like, I mean, I feel like with my ex's parents also, they'd be like, well, we can bring that food home to the Palms.
Yeah,
and it's
totally.
Like, no, I'm going to eat all of this. And if I bring it home, I will eat it in an hour.
Yeah, if I bring it home, that's my leftovers, bitch. And I'm going to eat it cold at 2 a.m. while you're sleeping. So don't even
but
think.
But then they're paying for it, so you're like, fuck.
Yeah, you're like, sure, yeah, Virginia can get the steak. No problem. Yeah, I definitely think, I also think it's a thing for a guy to have a masculine dog and name it and be a girl, like a boxer. I see a lot of guys, like, pit bull mixes, and they're girls, and so it's like the very masculine dogs, but with feminine names. Like, they have, like, butch lesbian dogs who they want to date.
Yeah, so they're like, see, I like strong women, and you're like, that's a dog. That's an animal that you you bought with your money.
No, I value her opinion, which means, by association, I value yours.
Look at her. Look at the muscles on her. You think I'm not a feminist? Look at this dog.
Total feminist, by association.
That's so funny. Yeah, so my sister's dog over Christmas, holy shit. I mean, it was like it's a Pomeranian, and they treat it like it's a puppy. Like, they just let it jump up on you and bite you.
Totally.
And I would just chuck this thing across the room. I don't give a fuck. I would just, and it'd be like, you know, and I would toss it. And my sister would be like, hey. And I'm like, I'm sorry, train your fucking animal, dude.
Literally train your animal. When I walk into someone's home and their dog immediately jumps on me, I turn around. I say, enjoy the party. I'm not staying.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
I'm done.
I'm out of here.
Train your if the dog starts sniffing my fucking coochie, it's over. I'm leaving.
I cannot. I think I'm going to go so far as to say I hate pets. I hate pets.
Yeah.
I like one cat. That's
One cat is good. I love a cat. Because you know what the thing with cats is? You don't even know they're there till like 1 a.m. And you're like, what the fuck? And they're like, what's up? Just saying hi. And then they disappear.
And they
again.
Come out and they're like, hey, don't look at me. I'm a little high right now. Just go to the bathroom. Just go to the bathroom. You know? Yeah.
They grab a bunch of snacks and then go back to their room to watch TV. But dogs are in your fucking face and they got the long talons. I was with Andrew's family over Christmas and they have the two biggest dogs I ever saw in my life. Two of them. And both of them will jump on top of you at the same time on a couch.
Who? His parents?
Yeah.
What kind of dog?
One is a Labradoodle. Like a big, fat, fluffy dog. And not fat, but a big
Labradoodle.
And then another is like a mix of like one of those stringy-haired, tall dogs that looks like the Grinch if you don't get
a haircut. Are you talking about like one of those shepherd, like a long, like it has, if it was in like a Disney movie, it would constantly be blowing its bangs out of its face.
He does have bangs. Actually, it might be a golden doodle. I don't know the difference between them. No, I think it's a Labradoodle. It has the bangs.
Are they hypoallergenic?
I have no idea. Maybe. I do think they don't live long because they're made in labs.
Did it feel disgusting when they were on you, or was their hair, like, soft and not really disgusting?
Pretty soft.
Okay, so probably a golden doodle.
Yeah, might be a
curls?
Golden doodle.
Little curls?
Curls, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Those are the best.
Yeah, super cute. Just
I follow those on Instagram. Those
oh, shit. So you do like pets.
I don't like when people own them, but yeah, I love animals. Right. I mean, I'm a horse girl through and through, but totally. I do not want to walk in. If I walk into your house and it's fucking, like, Mike Racine has two dogs, and they're chill. They're very chill dogs. I actually like them, but I actually prefer them over Racine, to be honest with
but
you.
But two pets but is too many.
You get there and he's like, I have to take the dogs for a walk. Wanna right. come? And it's like, I mean, yeah, I came over to your house to hang out, dude. So I'm right. gonna not just, you know, bother right. your pregnant wife. I guess I'll walk your dogs with
oh,
you.
Oh, shit. She's
so
pregnant?
Aggravating.
She's pregnant?
Oh, she is. Pregnant as hell. They're having a boy.
That's scary. Yeah. Shout out to Mike. Good luck. So,
it's
okay.
less scary than him having a girl, though.
Yeah, she would turn out pretty weird. But yeah. he's gonna turn out... Okay. Anyway.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah, pet. I do think if you don't own a home, two pets is too many, and a dog is also too many.
Yeah, I just hate the, like, I gotta take Cody outside. Will you come with me? And it's like, I didn't choose this. I didn't choose this for you.
Yeah.
It's like when people are like, will you come outside while I smoke a cigarette? It's like, I quit, dude. I quit that shit so I didn't have to stand in the frigid cold.
Right. Totally.
I quit dogs when I was... 10
I quit
years
dogs.
Old, you know?
I quit. Okay. I agree. I also think just walk your dog before we get there. I didn't come here to go back outside. I came here to sit on the couch and eat your lasagna.
I'm actually going to go ahead and say I'm sick of all, let's go outside for a winter anything. Like a winter walk, eat my ass.
Yeah.
No. I'm not going to. I won't eat when I'm over the winter so that I do not have to move my body once, but I will not go into the cold.
I agree. I think that when people suggest a winter walk, it brings out, like, the school shooter in me. It makes me want to burn down. How fucking dare you? Come on, let's get some movement before we eat dinner.
Some movement.
Fuck
I've
off
been
with
fasting
the movement.
All day so that I can pile drive the food that you made, and now you want me to walk?
Literally. I'm about to eat a bucket of pot roast. You think I want movement?
But then you have the little voice in your
out.
Head where you're like, I would be good to do right. it. And you never want to be the person who's like, dude, you know what? This is the first year I go over to my sister's house and she goes, before everybody's about to sit down, or no. They had food all day, which was so difficult for me, just so you know. They had food just rotating.
Yeah.
I was just fucking...
That's great. I love that.
Yeah, but I just overeat. I mean, it was so awful. But I just gave myself...
But you got
right.
to.
I gave myself 2 days to do it. And then, but then they sit down and they're like, who wants to play... Jordan, will you sit down and play, what's that awful, what's the game where it's like spades, but it's a card game, it's the other one? Euchre, maybe? They're like, will you play Euchre? And for the first time, I was like, I don't want to play Euchre. And they were like, what? And I was like, I don't know how to play, and it's going to take that much time for you teaching me. And to be honest, I don't like card games where I don't win, where it's like me and a partner's winning. That's not fun for me.
Totally.
And it was crazy. You could see everybody be like, oh my God, Jordan is saying no to something because I'm such a bitch. I'm like always like, yeah, sure. Anything you want. Sure.
Totally. People are not used to one person dissenting.
Totally.
It's offensive to them, especially when it involves family games.
I know. It was pretty crazy. But Jamie does the thing where she's like, I'm not going to play because I'm cooking, but Jordan will play. And I was like, no, bitch. I'm going to watch The Grinch for
no.
the third time.
I want to sit on my phone and watch Instagram Reels and hurt my brain with everyone else's
there
activities.
There was a bit of a hush on Instagram during Christmas. I loved that.
I loved it, and I hope it continues. Not to lie. Once you get off your phone and you go back on Instagram, you're like, fuck off. Dude,
it does
this
suck
sucks.
So it's so weird. I feel like it's not... It's like, because you know how everybody is in, like, darkness all the time because of where they live or, like, just, like, the hue of everything is, like, really unappealing?
Yeah.
I feel like Instagram, the more that you watch people post these, like, grainy, shitty pictures that are, like, you know what I mean? It's like we're even losing the capacity to glam up our Instagram because we've, like, run out of, like, fine-looking photos. Because
we don't have beaches to go to. We don't have... place where no one's traveling.
Yeah, you can't take a big family photo because nobody's there. You know?
No. Or yeah. You're not allowed to. Yeah. Or you're not allowed to. I honestly think we should just put a pause on IG until... Because we're all just cycling through the same, like, here's my take on photo. Here's another take on the
that
same
picture
thing.
I posted today.
Let's just
was
put
from
a pause on it. That's a great photo, though.
I've been saving it for the dark times when there are no photos.
Yeah.
You did good.
I ran out of photos, so I have to do that at some point. I do think it's... I also feel like the app has been getting weirder and weirder over the past few months.
I posted a thing to my reel weeks ago. Nothing. Nothing happened to it. I post the same thing today.
Right.
2,000 views in like an hour or something. What is
really
that
weird.
Possibly about?
It doesn't make sense.
They don't know
it
what they're doing.
Make
they're
sense.
Trying to mimic TikTok with the real thing, and it's not. It's too much.
They don't know what they're doing. And you know it's bad when you know that the TikTok algorithm is more consistent than the Instagram one. You're like, okay, I know if I post something on TikTok with captions, then it'll get a bunch of likes. But Instagram, you put your life work into something, and it fucking goes into the void.
I know, it's very, very bizarre. They just don't have the algorithm down correct. It just doesn't, because it was literally the same video I posted. It just doesn't... Yeah, I think that TikTok probably, my guess is that when you post a video up, if it doesn't hit the, like, you know, exponential growth thing by people sharing it, they know when to, like, push it again to, like, try again.
Yes.
Whereas Instagram, it almost seems like it's, like, they try once, and if it doesn't immediately, then it doesn't exponentially grow.
Yes.
I think that's what it is.
There's no, and that makes it hard to grow your audience there, too. Because it just cycles through the same people, and no one's on their Instagram Explore. I think you posted something about your Instagram Explore recently, but I haven't been on mine.
Oh, about
you know, like,
it? Yeah, where it
shows
Zaglo
like,
and then a bunch of really anorexic women.
Yeah, totally. But on the TikTok, you're like cycling through other people, so there's more chance
TikTok has
to see
really
other people.
Figured out Instagram, like obviously started this, but. There is an incredible vortex that occurs on TikTok that I never thought that I would participate in. Like, I was like, I'm never going to look at that fucking weird shit. It's depressing and it's creepy.
Right.
And, you know, I always thought TikTok was just going to be like a little mall goth, like dancing with like spooky music.
Right.
But now it's like, it'll be like a makeover video where it's like this woman and then bam, she's somebody else. And you just like, with the slightest flick of your thumb, you get to see this person transform into another person, and it's so addicting.
Insane.
And takes away so much
addicting.
Of your time. Like, it's the...
I need to stop scrolling, 2021. That's my goal.
That's all of our goals. It's insane.
It takes so much time. I will look at my phone, 10:15. I'm like, okay, I'll get off in a minute. And then it's 11 a.m.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy.
Actually, I should stay on TikTok till the vaccine comes because that'll make the time go faster. Just scroll.
Yeah. I mean, why we're on it. It is expediting our days. I mean, what the fuck are we supposed to do with our time? And it does, it's a good little time suck. You know what's interesting about it is I don't learn anything ever. Like, there's never an education that occurs at all. I never laugh on it. I'm never like, huh, you know?
No, this is me scrolling on TikTok.
Yeah, totally. It's so fucked up.
And then I'm like, and then when the more you go, the more you're like, oh, I should do something funny like that. And then you get on your computer and you're like, here's my ideas. And then you're like, I'm too tired. I'll just scroll
again. Whack. I know. We're all just fucking treading water until something. Until what happens?
Literally.
Look at this. Listen to this thing that this guy sent me today. All right. He goes, this is so weird. Okay. I have a question for you, but to better understand my intellectual side in even asking you, please review these images. Weird images he sends me of like haikus. Once you accept death, you are not on anyone else's time, only your own. Coffins are built for one, so what is there to fear? Okay, that's what these pictures are like. And then he goes, if financials weren't a problem and your assistance was there, would you consider a trip to Rwanda next year? For a live comedy show, worst case scenario, you still visited Rwanda. And I'm like, yo, why are we already flipping to worst case scenario? You know what I mean? Why are you being like, hey, if it's really bad, you're in Africa? What? How is that? right. and met a lot of humbled people, whether corporate, governmental, or general. I'm not looking for a maybe. I don't want mind a no, because that's understandable. Indecisive individuals let the world navigate them, and I didn't see that with you. What a bizarre... I mean, this right. is a full schizophrenic. I mean, that is the most bizarre thing that's happened. People are losing their goddamn minds. And this...
So, they message you that on what?
Yeah. They message that on IG. I mean, he also wrote a thing earlier. You're in a very cutthroat profession already. Maintain affinity like Alexa Chung and present real humor. That's not too common nowadays. And you aim for a mountain peak, what? Not the stars like most. What the hell?
What?
What does that mean? I'm aiming for the stars, you bitch.
I mean, what is my mountain peak?
God damn. I guess I am. I'm like, any income that's over $20 an hour would be nice. That is, so yeah, that's, people are losing their goddamn minds. That's happening with the conversion of, like, now that I'm on TikTok, freaks are following me on Instagram and writing weird shit. Yeah.
Oh, I think wow. that's what it is. Very interesting. Wow, dude, people are so fucking weird. I get some crazy DMs myself. And
what's the weirdest
yeah,
one?
Yeah, literally daily.
Really?
I don't know. Anything that's, like, incredibly alarming, I just delete because I'm like, I don't even want this in my space.
Mm.
You know, stuff about, like...
Your pussy.
Your... Leave your... Yeah, pussy. You ever been cream pie?
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
You ever been cream pied? What's it?
Yeah, I literally, not gonna lie, the other night I was like kind of crying because I was like, Andrew, I'm getting like sexually harassed on Instagram and I have to keep going. It's very like kind of degrading to try to be a comic on Instagram, also a woman, and when you post like, oh, I'm doing an AMA tomorrow, ask me anything, and they're like, could I, What position can I fuck you in? And it's like, this is why I don't want to be in the public.
Or this is why you don't want to have to reach out to the public in order to create your art. Like, that's what's disturbing. Like, if you could just get up on stage yes. and be like, this is who I am, and then as the people approach you to be like, cream pie, you're like getting in your car and leaving.
Little. That's my biggest qualm with this internet thing, the digital yeah. content, is that sort of feedback. I'm like... And I did a show last week on a roof, and I was like, oh, this is why, because I, like, crushed and was, like, rocking the wave of the show, and I was reminded of, like, oh, this is why I started, is for live yeah. performing, not so I could post little fucking clips on the internet.
I mean, it's crazy, yeah. I did a show last night, and I was like, I was so bummed out after it. I got off stage, and people were like, that was a great set, and I was like, yeah, yeah, I'm so devastated, because it's, like, gonna be yeah. few and far between of that, you know? Which I wish that I didn't
yeah.
think. I mean, I just would really like to know what the fuck is going to happen with the...
Yeah.
I would like some security. And in the meantime, I'm happy to just do fucking front-facing videos of ideas. I'm happy that TikToks exist because I can get these ideas out there and see the traction. But it is...
Yeah.
It is, like, I feel very... It is very, very degrading to have... To have somebody be able to say something to you that impacts you without them having to go through the impact of, like, saying it to a human being. You know what I mean? Like, it hurts
yes,
you.
Totally.
And they don't even have to go through the struggle yeah. of saying it to somebody's face
no.
and watching them be impacted.
Definitely. But, honestly, this whole year has just made me wish I was a man in comedy instead of a woman. Because every fucking day you have to jump through comments of like, oh, you're so pretty, please let me take... Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
No.
Are you... I'm not looking at any of the comments on TikTok.
That's... Yeah, I guess I should just...
But you are the second female comic I've talked to today who said that they broke down crying about whack comments. Like, it is so fucked up.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's so fun, and you put a blinder on, which is, like, fucked up, because then what if someone says something productive in the comments, like, blah, or what if Amy Schumer comments, and you're like, oh, shit, but you don't see it, because you don't look at the comment, or something like that, but you have to, like, balance between reading them to know what the feedback is versus not reading them, because then it'll drive you insane. But how come we have to live like that? Why is society so fucked up that they can't just see a woman on screen without being like, I wonder, what's her pussy like?
Because, yeah, I mean, it is just people... I mean, it is... people are saying shit that they would never say in real life because they get off on it. They get off on it in some weird kink fucked up way. I mean, think about it this way. If you're getting 150,000 comments in the future, right? You're just like flooded with them. You're never going to look at those. You're never going to get to those if you're Cardi B. You know what I mean? So just don't look at any of them because eventually it's going to get to a place where you like the comment section is like of you know, somebody will be like, hey, just so you know, Adele commented on your shit. You know what I mean? And you're like, oh, really?
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
It's not...
I
don't know. I've completely stopped looking at them. It doesn't make me feel good when they're like, you're an incredible comedian. That doesn't make me feel good because I'm like, well, you guys are all a bunch of fucking creeps and simps out there.
Honestly, whether it's good or bad, I'm like, you're in anyone who comments...
You can just turn commenting off.
Yeah, I don't want to do that extreme. You know, people like to.
Yeah, people like to do it. And it helps to engage because then they just keep.
Right. I'm not big enough for that. Like, I know Nikki Glaser did it. Maybe if I got to, like, a certain level.
She turned it off?
Right now, I have to humble myself. Oh, well. Yeah, she turned off her comments. But she's, like, famous.
Yeah, eventually you get to. Yeah, one of my friends said they posted a video on TikTok of them doing, like, a COVID stuff. And that people... It got, like, 44,000 views, like, really quickly. And then people started commenting really negatively, being like, COVID is...
I might know what you're talking about.
COVID is nothing... COVID is nothing to joke about, you know? This is who I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, I know. I think...
It's good that I did this before I did this.
I might have seen the video because I stupidly also look at comments on other things, and I think I saw that one, and there was some negative ones.
It was totally, I would have left it if I was her, because it's like, what the fuck, my whole thing is like, if you're going to say it on stage, you're going to say it to, you know what I mean? Like, who fucking cares? Like,
did she delete it? So, honestly, delete it because it probably helps her mentally. You're stronger, and you can stand by yourself, but... I'm not saying she's not strong, but here's... Because I also posted my Ariana Grande clip from Wildin' Out on TikTok, and the comments turned negative really fast because Ariana Grande fans found it, and then they started seeping into my other posts.
What do you mean,
and they would be like... Well, it started getting big, and then once, like, a video insulting her hits the Ariana Grande fans, like, they're intense. Like, they will bring you down.
Did she see
it? So...
Oh, I thought you said she... Oh, I thought you were saying Ariana Grande found
it. But it was, like, her fans.
Yeah.
No, her fans. And so they started insulting me, and then they started insulting me on other videos, and then I was just, like, mentally... I won't be able to sleep tonight if I know this video is on, because what if I wake up tomorrow and they're, like, bombarding me with things? So it's more
for your mental health, if you want to delete it.
I literally know, and it's hilarious, and it could have gotten me probably a lot of followers, but I was like, mentally, I can't do it. Like, I can't even not look at my phone because I need to know if anything's coming in. Like, is someone duetting it and being like, this bitch is fucking ugly? You know, like, you never know. So, for your mental health, if you want to delete, just fucking delete. Because there's no point in trying to, live through the comments if you can't put the blinders on.
Yeah, I guess it just pisses, it just sucks, because I guess for me, the more shit they say, the more I'm doing my job. Like, these guys will post on my video, like, you're making fun of men on TikTok, like a classic bullshit, da-da-da.
Right.
And I'm like, you can get as mad as you want, dude. The more mad you get, the more traction this joke has. You know what I mean? But I...
Totally. That's what Andrew was telling me about that one, but I was like, I can't get through the hump of all the negativity coming in. Because the comments would be like, leave it to the comedians. And like, I can't... I'm too old for this. You know, I'm too old to be receiving comments onto my phone. I'm too professional in my career to have to deal with this negativity. So I just... Because the video has a million views on YouTube and, like, a million upvotes. So why would I go through the turmoil of TikTok just to have it up there?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just for more followers is the reason. But yeah, if it's turmoil, definitely don't do it. But I do think you need to divorce the notion of these... Well, everything they say is... completely. I wish that I could I mean, who knows, when I start getting it, I'll probably feel the same way, But I guess I wish that I could impart on you that they are, they're saying these things because they like you. They're, you know what I mean? Like, they're not really feeling this way. They're just wanting to, they know that being like, you go girl is not going to work. So they want to be closer to you. So saying,
yeah. Well, this specific one, the Ariana Grande one specifically, was her fans trying to insult me. Like, they don't like me. But I can see, like, another clip of where someone says something mean. But that was a very specific one. But the stand-up thing in that situation, I would probably delete that, too, just because I'm like, I can't deal with negativity, and I'm just trying to have fun during the quarantine and
stay afloat. Yeah, I get that.
And you guys are ruining
my night.
And
I wouldn't want anybody to think that I'm being insensitive about COVID. That would definitely be a big one for me.
Totally. Which she wasn't at all.
I don't really get
it. It's just like, you never know. And that's the annoying thing about social media is, like, when you're in front of a live crowd and you say something pretty whack and it gets laughs, you're like, all right, that'll stay here.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, this was part of the context of the show. There's me and 30 people. It was funny then. But when you say something on Twitter, someone can pick it up and twist it around and be like, this is why white women shouldn't have the power to say stuff. And you're just like, oh, shit, this was just a thought that I had. I'm just trying to stay afloat, you know?
So crazy. It's
and
so crazy how many people have
it's
built
so
their...
crazy.
I just want to meet one troll in real life. I just want to see one. I want a mirror on the wall and just be able to see what this dude is. Like, I want to see if it's a guy who's, like, got six kids around him and he's like, hold on, honey, I got to quickly get this fucking troll slur off, you know? Or if it's, like, an incel in the basement... Or if it's, like, you know, somebody's job. Like, they're like, hey, we need you to, like, pump up. TikTok needs X amount of, like, you know what I mean?
Right. Maybe, yeah. Because there are a lot of, like, likes on TikTok. And I'm like, who are these people? Like, this can't be, like, there has to be some sort of TikTok staff or bots who are, like, fueling this. Because sometimes I look at the numbers of, like, famous people's accounts and I'm like, this is impossible. Charli D'Amelio won 100 million followers? Like, no way. That's one-third of the country.
There's no way. That's crazy. That is one-third of the country.
No way.
What the hell?
So, I think some of it's fluffed up, but it's working.
It works so much. It's so crazy.
It's so crazy.
I mean, watching me and Michael fall into the addiction of it, oh my god,
it's so bad.
Interesting. What a bizarre time that we're in. It's, you know what else is weird about it? It is weird that we're all turning 30. Because it's like, we are simultaneously, like, getting back pain, applying retinol, and, like, getting gray hair as we're, like, putting bullshit on TikTok and being, like, trying to compete with 21-year-old's huge ass. And it's like, what are we doing?
So fucked up. It wasn't... I honestly feel like we're the worst age group to be in a quarantine because we're not meant to do this.
We're not meant to do this. We don't know how to do it. The 21-year-olds know exactly what the fuck they're doing. They're like...
They know it, and they're raised to be full-time social media, and we're raised to be like, oh, post and walk away, but they're very, like, always on and always riffing
and
rapping.
We're like, post and then walk away, and then we get up and walk away and hit a fucking wall. We're just like, oh, shit, I'm not allowed to leave my home. It's so crazy.
Totally.
We've forgotten how to read, because we're also that generation.
Right. Definitely.
I am, like, writing a fucking script, though, for a movie. Man, is it satiating. It's been taking me so long to figure out how to do it, like what format and like treatment style and stuff.
Yeah.
And then my friend was like, just do word for word. And I was like, all right, I'll try. Oof, does that suck up a lot of time? It's great.
Totally. Yeah. I wrote a pilot and, still have to edit it, but yeah, one scene can take hours.
Nice.
And focusing on that actually feels more productive than being on social media. Because you're like, oh, I made that. And I'm pretty proud of it.
It's so much more productive. I do think that... It is crazy how productive I feel once I get a little stupid video off into the world. It is nice. But it is...
I know. I do think that I need to maybe, like... Okay, here's my new routine. Wake up. Make bed. Think of one thing to post funny on TikTok, do that, and then walk away.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. That's exactly what I've been doing. Except yeah. for on the days where I haven't done it, and then it's like fine. But on the days where I was like,
right.
For me, it's like wake up, grab your book, like no fucking social media, book, right. coffee, remind yourself that you're a grown ass woman. And then, yeah. like around, yeah, like 3, after I like work out or something, post the TikTok thing, let it fucking go. I mean, obviously, I'm obsessively yeah. checking it all day, but at least it's like done and out there in the ether.
Right.
But,
and then if it doesn't kind of land, you're like, all right, on to the next thing.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, it's nice. And I don't know what, I don't think it does anything that's that helpful, but it does, it is a mechanism to feel like you're, because we do have a desire to reach the society, like that, for yeah. your comedy to get into the ears of other people.
I yeah. think so too. And I think Instagram's kind of flatlining. And I also think if you don't admit that TikTok's going to be around for a while, then you're just going to be late to the game. Because I think it's going to take over as like the number one app in
really?
2021. Yeah, so I think if you're on it, then you're ahead of everyone else.
But people love their main page on Instagram. They love like their little fucking grid of personality.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah, some people will hang out there, I think.
Speaking of Instagram.
You know what I love on TikTok, before we move on, is hot girls who are like, what I eat in a day.
What are you what?
What I eat in a day. Hot girl. Like, have you ever seen the hot girls? The hot, like, very fit girls.
Oh, yeah.
They start it with the cell phone in the mirror, and they're like, what I eat in a day, part 40.
Oh my god.
I started out the day with a matcha latte with foamed milk, and then oatmeal, of course, with blueberries, my favorite snack ever. Then I went to my spin class at 11 a.m. For lunch, I had a Buddha bowl homemade with sweet
You're
potato and an
so
avocado
good.
Dressing. As a snack, I had goji berries and walnuts, and for dinner, I had a sweet potato and tofu. And they're so hot, and it makes you want to be one of them.
Yeah, yeah. They pull up their shirt, they show their abs.
Or they show their butt with the, because butts are in, so they'll turn around and squeeze their butt cheeks together.
You know what I like about TikTok in that same vein? First of all, then they show what you eat, and you're like, dude, I can eat what you're eating. If I eat what you're eating, yeah. I still gain weight, dude. You know what I mean?
Literally.
If you're eating 3 square meals, eat my fucking ass, okay? Eat my non-existent ass into your
Eat
huge
Eat my ass.
You know what I love about TikTok? This is actually, I actually believe this very firmly, and I never said it out loud. I think it's normalizing, like, I think it's exposing how not unique hotness is.
Yes,
You know
totally.
What I mean? Like at this point, if I see a hot woman down the street, I'm like, oh, that just is what TikTok looks like. I've seen 150
totally.
Of you guys today, which
because
is nice.
Because most women are pretty hot, if, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, a hot guy, we're not talking about guys, but hot women, there's so many of them.
There's so many, and they're very young people.
And all they do is lip sync at the camera, and you're like, bitch, get out of my feed. I don't want to see you.
Yeah. And
stop acting like you're something.
There's something nice about the fact that, like, you know, these, like, they're just standing in front of the thing. They all have Lululemon on. They all are, like, you know, all look exactly the same. Everybody, it's very obvious, has the same taste in women, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like,
totally.
Yeah, this is not... Like, I saw Wonder Woman, you know, and I was like, I don't want to watch any of this. This woman is so exactly, like, the most classic-looking, attractive
totally.
Woman. This sucks.
Yeah.
It's
Actually,
so boring.
It was also just an awful movie as well.
It's also a horrible film.
It was probably one of the worst movies I saw this
unbelievably
year.
Unbelievably bad. Even my niece got off the couch and was like, I'm done. It was really awful.
Wow. Yeah, we watched it at Andrew's place, and... Everyone was like, ugh. I already forgot I watched it. It was so bad. Kristen, wait. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, my God. She got a nice facelift, though. Tell you what.
Whoa. Did you see those lip fillers and
Dude,
new teeth?
Whatever she's doing, that's what I'm going to do. Whoever
she
that...
She got new teeth.
Are they new teeth?
Yeah.
Well,
she has a big
great.
Celebrity teeth. Yeah. And big-ass lips now.
Yeah, but it's not too much. I saw her on SNL, and I was like, yeah, you just look 10 years younger. She definitely pulled her whole fucking skin back, though.
For sure. I don't mind it. Anyway.
Okay.
Go ahead.
First question from Instagram.
We're doing questions, guys.
How much time do we have left?
About 15.
Nice. Okay.
15
Big,
to 20.
This is from Carl Sonnefeld. What's up, Carl?
Hey, Carl.
Big bachelorette question. Why are these dudes so uncomfortable talking about banging the same woman? They all should be boys hanging out and having fun. Are they truly competing for love? I'd be stoked if my guys got with the bachelorette and it'd be my turn, so I'd hope they'd be pumped for me. Okay. Well, Carl, you're a virgin, and we all know that, so...
First of all, yeah, okay, if I was on The Bachelor and I was one of the girls, I would be hamming it up with the gals. However,
true.
Everyone knows that in this day and age, you have to make it to the end of The Bachelorette to get the Instagram following.
Mm.
So that's really what people are motivated by. They want those brand sponsorships. They want to be in commercials.
Yeah.
They don't care about Tayshia. They just want to get to the end. And however they get to the end is going to be by getting the time with Tayshia.
Well, I think he's saying they always get upset where they're like, oh my, where they're like, I'm really, I didn't realize how upset I would be letting her go into the fantasy suite with another dude.
Okay.
Which they're lying about. It's 100% a lie. They don't give a fuck at all. If they do, they're deranged. Yeah. They might, in the sense of, it's weird that we just have to sit here and hang in a house while she fucks this other dude, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just have to, like, know that that's what's happening. That's the only time I've been able to, like, be like, oh, I can kind of get where that'd be weird.
I think the biggest upset is they don't get screen time. The one-on-one dates is the biggest upset is the like when they're like, oh man, I really wanted that. They wanted the episode. They wanted to get that screen time in the episode because that's what makes people follow them on Instagram.
Also, I think that a big thing is a lot of the people watching are religious. That's why they always have this big religious undertone on the show. So if you're like sitting in the house being like, yeah, bitch, get it. Get that big old dick from my buddy Brian. They can't do that. They have to show some moral.
No. And the producers probably tell each of their guys, because there's a producer for each guy, and they probably say, we want you to show, like, that you're, you know, feeling it about her going out with some other guy. We really need to see that emotion from you.
Right.
Because remember in the last season of The Bachelor, Kelly was pretty indifferent. She's like, yeah, you go. And then they chopped her off. Now he's with her.
Oh, God, yeah, right.
But she didn't work out for the show.
She was too normal. She was like, if you take this big, gaudy, you know, decor, and then you put, like, a ceramic vase in it, it makes everything look tacky as hell.
Yes.
So they had to get her out of there. Yeah, she was
literally too regular.
Yeah.
Too regular.
Okay,
but he ended
question.
Up with her, so.
Yeah, he ended up with her, and then we watched. There's a horrible time in where they. Did you watch all of the quarantine Bachelorette? You know what I'm talking about?
The current season?
No. What Chris did from his house. Where he goes back and interviews the best of the Bachelorette.
No.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry for your loss. That was one of the best
quarantine I missed days. That.
Chris goes in and interviews. He goes through the most tumultuous times on the Bachelorette and then interviews the people in their homes and sees what they're doing now. So he interviews Peter and Kelly. The weirdest interview I've ever seen in my life. Peter's, like, gripping Kelly so hard that Kelly's, like, his hand is doing insane shit, holding onto her. He's so nervous. And Kelly, you can tell that Kelly is just like, this is my bitch. And I, you know what I mean? I just extract followers from him.
Yeah.
It's great. I love her. Okay, question from my best friend, Brianna. The problem is we've just texted a lot. How do you handle a loud, juicy queef with a new person?
Ooh.
So.
Okay, you go first.
Well, okay, this is just me and Brianna, we bonded one time over the realization that both of us had the same response, which was when somebody is like fucking you and you're like, to go, ow, as if. Like, they have hurt you or done something.
Oh, because immediately a man's brain will be like, he'll forget that because he'll go into recovery mode. Totally.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good one. I usually say, whoopsies, and then just keep going.
Yeah, I always blame them. I'm always like, you're pulling in and out and, like, stuffing me with air.
Yeah. I love that. As long as you move it forward as fast as possible, that's all that matters because their dick's hard inside of you. That's all they want. They don't give a fuck about a queef.
Mm-hmm. It's very true. And if anything, they're like, I wish that hadn't happened because it's causing some pause in my thrusting.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so Nikki Klepper, what up, Nikki? I love you. She says, Tell us your weirdest sex in public play story. Have you ever had sex in public play?
Not really. I don't think I have any good ones. Maybe like a car.
Have you ever... Oh, there's cayenne in my drink and it hurts. Do you, have you made out in a public place? Park.
Yeah, park, yeah.
Have you ever, like, sloppily really made out around people?
Yeah, bars in college.
Rough, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah. At the time, you're like, I'm so fucking hot.
Ew, what were we thinking? I totally agree.
Yeah. And looking back, I regret all of it.
Oh, my God. I remember making out with this bartender in Ithaca outside. Oh, my God. What do you think is happening? What happens in your mind? I mean, I see it happen with my male friends who drink now.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, made out with her in the back of the bed. And it's like, don't you get that people think you need support? Like, right. You need a support system? Right. Okay.
I haven't made out with someone in public in a long time.
Somebody the other day was like, you know what I hate when people kiss in public? And then I expected them to say more. And I was like, yeah, you're right. It is just that enough to be awful.
Totally.
Okay, so my story is one time in Buffalo, I got really fucked up at this restaurant, and me and this guy really wanted to hook up. So we crawled into the attic, which you had to, like, hoist yourself up into, of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. This is actually so fucking crazy. Of the restaurant, and we found up there a leather jacket, a whole bunch of, like, old art and stuff, and we had sex up there. And then we told our friends that we had found all of this crazy art and all this shit in this attic. And then they pulled a van around. My friend's actually Helene's handicap van.
Yeah.
I can't believe this. I totally forgot. And then we loaded all this art into it from the back door. Like, we found this attic that was above. It was, like, in the second floor of this restaurant. And then we...
You took the art?
Took the art. Stole it from this attic space. With the servers and everybody downstairs. I mean, I was completely blacked out.
What restaurant?
I don't know. It was an Italian restaurant.
Wow.
But, like, one of our friends was obsessed with clowns. He had all this clown stuff. And there was, like, a 6-foot by 4-foot painting of a clown. Yeah. It was huge.
So do you think anyone's wondering where it is now?
I don't... It depends on what it's worth. I have no idea.
I would say no.
I literally was remembering this as I was telling that to you. The only thing I did remember before getting into it was having sex in an attic. Okay,
did
next
you have
question.
Sex up there?
Yeah, we did have sex.
And then you... Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
What are you going to do for... This is from Tim. What are you going to do for New Year's Eve this year?
Not much. I think just hanging out at home with...
I always say that I'm going to go do something and then... Because I don't drink. Last year I ended up doing a huge amount of drugs and going to multiple parties, but I was drinking then. But when I don't drink, which this year I'm not, I usually... end up saying I'm going to do something and then staying in.
I know, it's so hard. I don't think I'm going to drink either, so I'm just kind of like, whatever.
Fuck New Year's. Fuck this whole year. Why would we even celebrate? There's nothing to celebrate.
I'm not celebrating. And 2021 is going to suck ass too, so
all right, the answer to this question is me and Maddie are not doing fucking anything. Fuck this.
Yeah.
okay, there you go, Tim. Who's this guy? This guy's name is Rad. If you had to be any espresso-based drink, which would you be and... Which would you choose and why?
I would do a latte with a lot of sugar and whipped cream on it. You know, I had a peppermint mocha over Christmas with whipped cream on it, and it was fucking awesome. So probably
peppermint
like
mocha
that.
Sounds so good.
It was awesome.
Oh yeah, you would totally be a fucking yes. I would
totally.
Be. I would be.
You would be an Americano. No sweetener.
Yeah, it would be a fucking black Americano. How about with some whipped cream?
We'll take whip if it's after your fasting.
Yeah, you're right. It's Americano with, like, fucking almond milk, like the 30-calorie almond milk.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, watery. Yeah, okay, that's what ours is. And he also wants to know, is there a world where you guys would make submissions a new segment of the podcast? Yeah, dude, that's what we're doing, you fucking idiot. Just kidding. Love you, Rad.
Thanks for listening.
It's this world, you monster. Okay, and then I think that's all the ones that I have written down.
Okay.
So yeah, those are the questions.
Thanks for asking,
those
guys.
Are the answers.
And thanks for listening all year. Any notes on 2020 that we want to take with us into the new year? Any favorite moments from the year?
Oh, God. Favorite moments from the year. Mine would probably be getting sick in March, losing my sense of smell, only smelling dog shit, going through a pretty epic breakup, losing my capacity to perform. Yeah.
All of those are really good.
Really, really good.
Yeah. My favorite was, losing all my income, living off unemployment, industry falling apart, the usual.
Yo, I will actually tell you my favorite moment. This was my favorite moment.
Okay.
When all of a sudden the government went, hey, you know how you've been eating one sweet potato a day? We're actually going to give you all of the $600 at once, and I got 10 grand put into my account. That was sick. That moment.
That's pretty sick. Yeah.
Besides that, everything else has been pretty much dog shit. I'm not gonna lie though, me and you are good at this. We're good at this staying inside thing. You think about.
I am good at staying inside. I just wish I had like the nightly adrenaline, perk of doing one show. And then coming home.
I know.
That's literally it. That's all I need.
That's all I need. So basically, what we're saying is we just need our full time. We just need it to go back to what it is.
That's all I need.
It's not like we did anything during the day. Okay, yeah. Take your fucking vaccinations, y'all. Don't be crazy.
Don't be crazy, guys. We have a few more months, and then things are looking up, maybe, honestly. And after this, I think people are going to fill out the comedy clubs and stuff, because everyone wants wants to go to a show. There's going to be a boom for a while, so just wait it out, and... For us, I think it'll be good.
It's going to be good. I mean, we'll see what happens. Yeah, it's going to be good. And now there's a whole new arena happening. All these bars are going to have to make money, so they're going to be like, hey, let's fucking do shows and shit. So we're also going to have the alt community up and running. It's going to be great. Yeah. We're going to be fine. We love you guys. Please submit questions when I post it on my Instagram.
Yes, and please rate, review, subscribe.
Yes. Okay, bye.
Please review. Bye.
Bottom girls and you come black bottom girls and you come black bottom.